today, right here on Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. If you're joining us live, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us live. And you know, you can also listen online, of course, at PRN.FM, but you can also listen by phone. We have dial-in numbers for everything. In fact, I think we are one of the absolutely leading in the world dial-in listenership. So you can just dial right in and you can go on PRN.FM. They list the dial-in numbers. In fact, also for each show, we have a dial-in number that you can listen to the show live. We also have a number where you can make comments by phone if you're not. You know, a lot of people these days are getting off Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I don't know. I'm so old, I've never even gotten on most of those things. No, I am on Facebook. That's all, at Facebook, The Natural Nurse. But I don't have a Twitter account, and I don't know how to set them up, et cetera. So some of us who prefer not to, you know, these call-in numbers are absolutely fantastic with Progressive Radio Network. And of course, you can always join us at any of our events. We have a live event coming up in Fort Lauderdale. That's this Tuesday. Tonight at naturalnurse.com calendar. It's on Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, easily accessible, and that is a 100% free live event. We'll be discussing Love Your Liver, all the things you can do to help your liver detoxify and stay healthy, which helps your whole entire body. And then we have an online course that grants CEU credits, and that class is coming up as well. And that's a class where you actually get 18 CEU credits. And it's called Natural Nurse Herbal Certification Course. And you learn to take your steps towards becoming an herbalist. To be a registered herbalist, that's RH, there is a lot more that you have to do, but this course is on the way and can be used for CEU credits if you're a professional, such as a nurse, a midwife, a nurse practitioner, an RD, a nutritionist, an acupuncturist, or a massage therapist. All of those people get 18 CEU credits. And if you're not a professional, the course is open to you as well. And then you still get a nice certificate. And you can hang that on your wall or, you know, look at it and know all the knowledge that you now have about how to use herbal medicine, even just for yourself, your family. And if you're looking at doing natural medicine as a profession, we take people all the way through to where they are now certified to do natural medicine, or perhaps become a naturopathic physician or a holistic nurse. There are so many avenues. We have a whole course called Career Paths in Natural Medicine. So get in touch, go to the website, naturalnurse.com. We'd love to hear from you. Today, we have as our guest Jean Louise Green, and Jean is a certified Ralph practitioner and CMT. So she's a certified practitioner in the Ida P. Ralph method of structural integration, and she was trained by Dr. Ralph's first generation teachers through the Guild for Structural Integration. Jean Louise teaches basic and advanced level deep tissue classes. Boy, could I use a deep tissue massage myself. It is the best. As a certified teacher of therapeutic massage and senior staff member at Chico Therapy Wellness Center. She is a professional member of the Guild for Structural Integration, the National Association of Structural Integrators, and the Associated Bodywork and Massage Professionals. Green maintains a full-time private practice in Chico, California, and today we're going to discuss her beautiful new book called Structural Integration and Energy Medicine, where she explores the relationship between the energetics of the body and its alignment, including an advanced scientific understanding on how gravity can become a beneficial force when the body is properly aligned. So thank you so much for joining us today, Jean Louise.
Thank you, Ellen. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, can you tell us right up front, and we'll repeat it, what is the best website or contact information for you?
Yes, thank you. My website is JeanLouiseGreenAuthor.com, and I have another website called JeanLouiseGreen.com and an email address, JeanLouiseGreen, C, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, at gmail.com. And I want to just also reiterate that I am a structural integration practitioner in the Dr. Ida P. Rolfe method of structural integration. Thank you.
Okay. I think that's what we said, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're very happy to have you on board today. Let's go back in time. And let's talk about you first, because this show will be on till the top of the hour at 11. We'll take a couple of breaks, but it gives you plenty of time to go deeply into a lot of these marvelous things that you discuss in your book, Structural Integration and Energy Medicine. So let's talk about what led you to want to have a life where your career is about health and healing.
Thank you, Ellen. I was a young gymnast between the ages of 10 and 15. I trained quite a bit in gymnastics, and that led me to wanting to be a gymnastics coach. And my desire to be a more effective coach led me into a massage training in Hawaii, where I could study anatomy and physiology in more detail. It was during that certified massage training, it was actually a licensed training program in Hawaii, that I became familiar with a practitioner of structural integration who took me through the 10-session series of structural integration. And that was an amazing experience for me, Ellen, because I got to have work in my young body to address injuries that I had accumulated up to that point in time, many of them from falls, perhaps, during gymnastics. Every sport tends to put a pattern of rotation into the body, and my feet from my ballet training and my gymnastics, they were rotated out. So both of my feet were turned out, my legs were turned out, my pelvis was tilted forward, and I had an excessive sway back in my body. During my early years of training, my coaches and I did not know about the importance of support for the core of the body by pulling the belly button back to the spine. So when I did a lot of my abdominal conditioning, my tummy was pooching out, and that was pulling the core level muscles forward, creating a sway back that's known as lordosis in the medical community. So at a very young age, my body was racked with discomfort. I was not comfortable standing, sitting, walking. By the end of a lot of my gymnastics training, and when I received the structural integration work, particularly during my training class at the Guild for Structural Integration, my pelvis actually became horizontal when tight contraction in my psoas muscles on each side of my lumbar spine were released. So with that work, it was quite phenomenal. I very quickly experienced a drop of my pelvis, which lengthened my back, and my body weight dropped down through my feet. There was a sense of ease in my body, and I could feel the support of the earth underneath me. It was quite a moment, Ellen, and I remember after that fifth session of structural integration, when my psoas muscles were addressed, I ran outside. I started walking and skipping and just running with delight, and a whole new kind of sense of ease had dropped back into my body again. This is what I really wanted to feel like. So those were some really significant moments in my life that made me realize, yes, this is how I want to feel in my body, and this is what I would like to assist others with. So my horizontal pelvis has remained horizontal ever since. And I'm very grateful for that, because it allows my body to connect into the gravitational field in a very supported way. Does that make sense, Ellen?
Well, that is a lot of information. And, you know, just to recap that, I think that almost anyone, remember we have a lot of listeners who aren't familiar with the anatomy and physiology like you are in such depth. When you're watching, let's say something everybody's seen on TV, like, you know, the little girl gymnasts, right?
Right.
We see them all the
mm-hmm.
time.
Sure.
They always have, and I always notice, let's mm-hmm. say when they're even ending, you know, when they land and then they're ending and they're gorgeous and their little arms are up, they
sure.
always have that hyper-extended mm-hmm. extension in their back. I mean,
yeah.
you can see it when they're walking, when they're standing. So I really
sure.
think that clarifies what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that's the patterning that happens often for gymnasts. And now we have awareness of Pilates, which is about pulling that belly button in and activating those core muscles. So the psoas is being drawn back to the spine instead of being pulled forward. When that psoas gets pulled forward, it pulls the spine forward with it, because the psoas is connected to the spine. So it's super important to have a horizontal pelvis, because then the body weight can drop right down into the earth and be well supported, and that lower back is in much better shape for lifting and twisting, and it's the lower back can really be the weakest point of the back, and especially at that L5 where the lumbar vertebra meets into the sacrum. So we want that pelvis horizontal, and a horizontal pelvis is actually the goal of each of the 10 sessions of structural integration developed by Dr. Ida P. Rolfe.
Wow. So, you know, so you're telling me that you had that little, like, just like all the other gymnast girls, kind of like a bow shape
yes,
in your back,
exactly.
and that you felt it release, not just felt, but you could see that it released
that
hard tension.
Yes, and a sense of ease moved through my body. So the pelvis is the kingpin in the body. And structures of the body organize above it and below it. And the pelvis is also an emotional center of the body, just as the neck. So I noticed after my pelvis became horizontal that swings in my emotions also stabilized more. So structure and function are dynamically connected. Does that make any sense, Ellen?
Yeah, and we know it is.
That's right. Totally.
And that is, I guess, one of the premises of Dr. Ida Rolfe's work.
That's correct. That is correct. Very much so. Structure and function are like two sides of a coin. So if you change the structure, the function changes. You change function, structure will shift. Yep.
I guess that's why also let's say something else people can relate to pretty easily. Like if you work your lower abdomen, what they call core, you
yes.
tend to have less things like bladder problems when you're older. I mean, that's functional
correct.
Because it actually, you know, just on a yes. physical level, if those muscles
yes.
are allowed to become totally lax, the organs that mm-hmm. they're supporting inside sort of fall forward. And if those muscles are strengthened, and especially all the time, from the time that you're young, it holds the organs into place better. You know, it's a pretty easy concept.
Right. That's so correct. And for example, I remember one client of mine who, a woman who had a lot of incontinence. She had to know where every gas station was in town within a 10-minute distance. So you can imagine how weak her bladder control was. Well, as we horizontalized her pelvis, that no longer became an issue. That was an amazing change in her life to have a horizontal pelvis in terms of her incontinency. Yeah.
So that's just one of the many, many things that
correct.
Can be, that can
correct.
Be useful.
Yes.
Well, thank
correct.
You so much. So, you know, you became interested in these things, and then what was your next step?
Well, my next step, that's good. I did my basic training, and I started working with quite a few people, and how I gained clientele, actually, was by writing a letter of introduction of myself to the doctors in the community where I lived. And I actually invited them to come in and experience my work. And doctors and chiropractors certainly did respond to that letter of introduction. And I was able to take quite a few of them, actually, through the structural integration process, and that was the beginning of a referral base for me. And at that time,
actually worked on the doctors.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I mean, they have bodies, and
right,
they have injuries, and they have needs. And I still continue working with doctors, chiropractors, physical therapists, and it's wonderful to interface with other professionals in the medical community like this, because we all do different things, and by people knowing about my work, it helps them be able to know, to be able to refer their clients who they feel would be a good fit for the work. So it's wonderful if medical practitioners actually do experience each other's work. It's very important.
That is true. I think that's absolutely true. So what about Dr. Ida Rolf? What led you to her?
Dr. Ida P. Rolf, one of my great heroes. I would say that I really didn't know very much about Dr. Ida P. Rolf until I began experiencing the structural integration work. And I studied her ideas, and one of the ideas that seemed to perplex me for quite a while that I really meditated on while I worked with my clients was her idea that gravity could be a beneficial force in the body. I had trained with excellent teachers who were first generation teachers from Dr. Rolf.
So let's say, what does that mean, first generation? They actually studied with her.
Some of the first people that Dr. Rolf trained to become teachers were my teachers. Yes. So I got to experience the people who she first trained to become teachers. And several of them really alluded to the idea of gravity being a beneficial force.
Now, what years was Dr. Rolf actually teaching?
Well, she became quite known at Esalen in the 1960s, the late 1960s. Esalen is it's a mineral hot springs, actually, in Northern California.
Yeah, I've been there quite a bit. It's gorgeous.
Isn't it great?
Overlooking the ocean, and we had a lot of different kinds of retreats there. Absolutely wonderful
That's
place.
Right. Yeah, and she taught classes at Esalen, and that was where James L. Oshman, who's a biophysicist, he actually met Dr. Rolf in the late 1970s when he first experienced structural integration. And Dr. Rolfe actually asked Dr. Oshman to develop a scientific explanation about her work that anyone could understand. So it was in the Rolfe building at Esalen that Dr. Oshman came up with his ideas of the connective tissues of the body being semi-conductive of life force energies when they're properly hydrated. And Dr. Oshman developed his concept of the living matrix of the body, which are the connective tissues of the body being a body-wide network. And they actually assist with the movement of tiny subatomic particles like electrons and protons in the body. That was really important information for me because in my body, Ellen, since I was quite young, I've experienced flows of energy that are very tangible in my body, and I wondered what these flows of energies were and where they came from. And I started connecting dots, and I got to train. Actually, I got to experience two presentations of Dr. Oshman's in 2006, and I started understanding how the connective tissues of the body, which is what we practitioners of structural integration address, how those connective tissues, when they're properly hydrated and mineralized, help to move the chi, or the life force energy in the body.
Now, let's talk a little bit about that. What does that mean, chi or life force energy? You know, it is discussed in all kinds of spiritual senses, you know, amongst many practitioners and providers and sects. But actually, in Chinese medicine, it's a little bit more than just spiritual. They're talking about a physical flow.
Yes, they're talking about the flow of energy in the body. And in acupuncture, we've heard about the acupuncture meridians, and these meridians actually lie within the connective tissues of the body. In fact, all the major systems of the body are surrounded by the connective tissues. So it was Dr. Oshman's work and his mentor, Albert Saint-Georgi. They actually started studying the body on like a quantum level, and they realized that these connective tissues have a lot to do with how this energy that comes from the gravitational fields from the surface of the Earth, from the sun, the electromagnetic fields above and below us, how this energy actually moves through the body via the connective tissues.
Yes, and you know, there are scientific studies, I'm not sure if you mentioned them in your wonderful book, Structural Integration and Energy Medicine, a handbook of advanced body work. There have been studies tracking that electrical impulse that goes through the meridians. So it's actually a very real phenomena.
Very much so. Every living being has electrical currents running through it. And those electrical currents regulate that body's life processes. So the electrical signals in our body actually govern the functioning of our body. We have in our human body what is called piezoelectricity, and that is that every movement, pressure, tension in our body generated by muscles, organs, the brain, the heart, they create a variety of bioelectrical currents in the tissues. there is a doctor named Carl Marais, and he described the heart as the synchronizing electromagnetic master clock around which our body organizes. Because with each beat of the heart, it actually sends 2.5 watts of electricity out into our body. I thought that was really interesting.
Well, we're going to take a little break right here, Jean Louise, and when we come back, we're going to be continuing our fascinating discussion about Jean Louise's new book, Structural Integration and Energy Medicine, and we will continue with so much of what she has to share. We'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
On this edition of The Natural Medicine Chest, we'll discuss jojoba, the miracle plant of the desert.
Jojoba is spelled J-O-J-O-B-A, but is pronounced according to its Spanish origins. The jojoba plant grows in the American Southwest and the Sonoran Desert in Mexico. The jojoba is a large bush-like plant resembling mistletoe. It can reach a height of 15 feet and can live from 100 to 200 years. The Sonoran Indians have used the oil pressed from the jojoba beans for centuries. Father Juniper Serra, founder of 21 missions in California, noted in the early 1700s that the local Indians were using jojoba oil for treating sores, cuts, bruises, burns, and as a diet supplement, to soothe skin from sun and wind burns, as a cooking oil, and even as a beverage.
The importance of jojoba as a cash crop was proclaimed in 1935. But it was not until 1974, when the killing of sperm whales was banned, that the government began to study jojoba oil in depth as a substitute for whale oil. The National Academy of Sciences concluded jojoba oil has a radically different chemical structure than any other known oil. Most oils break down or turn rancid. Jojoba, on the other hand, is hypoallergenic, non-toxic, never turns rancid, and does not break down even under high temperature and pressure.
The University of California at Riverside did a study where they cooked 27 batches of popcorn in the same heated jojoba oil. The last batch was just as perfect as the first. These unusual properties are unique to jojoba oil because, chemically speaking, jojoba oil is not really an oil at all, but is a liquid wax. Its composition is almost identical to sebum, which is the oil secreted by human sebaceous glands to help to protect the skin from the environment.
Jojoba has a myriad of usages. The cosmetic industry takes advantage of its compatibility to human skin by adding it to shampoos, conditioners, moisturizers, and many other cosmetic products. In medicine, jojoba can be used directly on rashes, cuts, and psoriasis. It may also be used as a lubricant for artificial hearts. Jojoba contains a natural appetite suppressant, which can be used in weight loss products. It has no known side effects. In industry, jojoba is known to be a superior engine lubricant and will cause a car to run 20 to 30 degrees cooler when added to the crankcase oil.
So, if you are interested in a miracle plant from the desert, reach for jojoba in your natural medicine chest.
And we're back right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. Thank you so much for joining us. And our guest today is Jean Louise Green. Hi, Jean Louise.
Hi, Ellen.
Thank you for sharing.
It's great. I'd like to just complete that thought that I was carrying before our little break. May I do that?
Please do.
Thank you. To demystify electricity and magnetism and their role in the body, I'd like to just explain a couple basic laws of physics. There's a law of physics called Ampere's law that states that electrical currents produced within the body by the activities of the heart, brain, muscles, and organs, they must produce magnetic fields in the space around the body. So these electrical currents in the body produced by our body actually creates a magnetic field around it. And then Faraday's law states that these magnetic fields around the body, when they're moving, that they also induce more current flows in the tissues. So I thought that that was really interesting. And,
Wow, that is really interesting. And you know what's interesting is that the ancients kind of knew that, but now science is proving it.
Yes, very much so. Geophysics, biophysics, electrical engineering, electrophysiology, all of these emerging sciences point to the energy aspect of our human body. And it's interesting because the connective tissues of the body are the pathways through which this electromagnetic energy flows through the body from the gravitational field of the earth and the energies of electromagnetism that come to us through the sun. So working with the connective tissues of the body to clear them, which is what we do in structural integration, enhances the flow of energy in the body and also the physiological processes happening in the body.
Yeah, and it makes so much sense, both on the ancient traditional descriptions of these fields and the modern knowledge. You know, something anybody could relate to is, how do EKGs work and EEGs? These are measuring really electromagnetic currents that are very physical in the body.
Yes, correct. And Dr. Oshman did a really great job of explaining all of that.
Okay, well, let's introduce him. You know, Dr. James Oshman, he is a biophysicist. He also, I believe, did the forward to your book, which is, you know,
that's
really
correct.
Amazing. So let's talk
awesome.
A little bit about him and his work and how he came to actually write the forward in your book.
Oh, thank you so much. Dr. James Oshman, I have great appreciation for him. I consider him a giant in our complementary field of medicine. He was asked in the late 1970s to develop the scientific explanation for how structural integration works and what the science is behind it. And that caused Oshman to dive into a whole new field of study. And he emerged as very much a leader in the field of energy medicine. I had the great opportunity to first meet Dr. Oshman in 2006 at the International Association of Structural Integrators first symposium in Bellevue, Washington. And it was interesting because Rosemary Fitus, who presented the opening statements, ended her talk with the question, "What is gravity?" And I write about this in my book, Structural Integration and Energy Medicine. I quickly actually raised my hand. I was sitting close to the front, and I don't think she planned on anyone really responding to that question. And I found myself standing up and speaking about, I addressed the 300 structural integration practitioners that were there from around the world, from the many schools of structural integration that are now worldwide. And I just shared with people my experience of gravity being a beneficial force in my body. I actually have learned to run this energy through what Dr. Rolf would call the line, which is a central vertical axis in the body. and that line is the center of the electromagnetic field around the body called the torus. So subatomic energy enters the body from the gravitational fields above and below. It enters through the top of the body, moves down along the spine, gets moved via the connective tissues into major organs and meridian systems of the body. This energy is like free energy, and our bodies can actually resonate with that energy. So I spoke of this experience of feeling this energy moving in my body, and I really sensed that this energy is based on love, and it's also loaded with information. It was so interesting, Ellen, because just as I finished my comments, Dr. Oshman was introduced, and then he went into his explanation of the connective tissues being conductive of this energy in what he refers to as the living matrix. The words the living matrix have now become very widespread through complementary practices, and I'm very grateful for that. When I first got to hear Dr. Oshman, it started connecting so many dots for me about these energy flows in my body and what they are and where they come from. I actually started doing some writing about this. I met him first in 2006, and by 2016, I actually had a manuscript and about my book. And in my book, I wanted to utilize Dr. Oshman's, some of his materials to explain the energetics of the connective tissue. So I got up my courage to contact Dr. Oshman and introduce myself. And he checked out my website and got back to me. And I had already had articles published on structural integration in a local healing arts journal here in Chico called The Lotus Guide. And Dr. Oshman had seen some of my articles, and I think that they made an impression on him. And at that point, he said that he would really like to see the manuscript of my book. So I sent him the manuscript, and we had a little bit of lag time between when I sent him the manuscript and when I actually was able to be in contact with him again. And when we did first speak, my first words to him is, "Dr. Oshman, is this book even worth your time and effort?" And he said to me, "Jean Louise, you didn't get my emails?" And I said, "No, Dr. Oshman, I've been traveling." And he said, "Jean Louise, this is a very important book." He said, "You have taken complex concepts and put them into words, into words in a way that's so clear that I've never seen before." He said, "This is a very important book." And he was very grateful that I wrote it, and he wanted to support it. So at that point, Dr. Oshman actually took about a month to review the entire manuscript and help correct some of my science in there. And then by the time I needed a foreword and requested if he would consider doing that, he said, "I've already started on it."
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was amazing.
He is really, I would say, one of the top scientists alive today in this field.
He really is. And his first words, his first sentence in the foreword, he says, "The concepts in this book can benefit anyone, and they can enhance the work of all healthcare practitioners." Because we're talking structure of the body here. And Dr. Rolf aligned the body around a central vertical axis. And when you align the body around a central vertical axis, all of these major organs and glands are able to work more efficiently. And then Dr. Rolf actually knew that the body interfaced with the gravitational field and had a relationship with the gravitational field. and she knew that the energy of the body could be supported and enhanced by the larger fields of the earth and the sun and the celestial bodies above us. So I just put the dots together, and my book has been very well supported, and I think this book really needed to be written, and I had the tenacity to stick with it over a 7-year period, meeting each hurdle, and I did a lot of meditation, Ellen. When I would have difficulties with something, I would go into meditation, request assistance, and truly it was as though downloads would come through, and I'd grab my clipboard and my pen, and I'd write it out, and sometimes within an hour later, difficult sections that I had put together were completed. So there was a lot of help in writing this book, and even with the editors, my personal editor, Rosemary Quinn, has been on this journey several years with me, and she's really brought this book to life, and then it got picked up by Inner Traditions, and they've been a fabulous publishing company, and also took this book to another higher level of really verifying all of my citations. It just took it to another level of credibility. So I have great appreciation for the team of people that have assisted me in this book.
Now, I want to talk about the book more in terms of why it's so useful, not in terms of all these high-level professionals like we've been talking about, you know, Dr. Rolf and Dr. James Oshman. And that's really not who this book is written for. I mean, any layperson can even just look at the illustrations and pictures and know how to help themselves tremendously.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for bringing that up. This book is very well written, I must say, and it's very easily accessible to the layperson, even if you haven't had anatomy or physiology. And the book is laid out in 3 parts. Part 1 is the introduction, where I go into describing the actual process of structural integration, and I go into the bio of Dr. Rolf, and then the emerging science of the conductivity of the connective tissue. Part 2 is specifically designed for addressing each of the 10 sessions of structural integration. And in Part 2, I also bring out information from the Hellerwerk School of Structural Integration. And I was very blessed to have the support of the Board of Directors of Hellerwerk International, who approved my use of their materials of the psycho-emotional themes connected with each session of structural integration. Because the connective tissues, they actually are the place where trauma and stress gets embedded in the body. And stress can have different forms. It can be physical, mental, emotional stress, repetitive injury stress. So as we address the connective tissues and clear them and get the connective tissue moving properly again, sometimes memories arise or emotional issues will surface. And this is really the benefit and transformational aspect of the work, of the structural integration work. Not only does it address physical issues in the body, but it also helps release mental and emotional trauma from the body. It's quite remarkable. Part 3 is called Support Tools. And in the Support Tools, I have put together information on nutrition, on meditation, also using essential oils, on the 5 Tibetan rites. All of these things help support the body. And after the structural integration, after the clearing of that process, I wanted to leave people with information that could help them minimize putting stress and strain back into the body. There's information on gratitude practices, on how to tend to the emotional body. It's really nicely designed, and it's actually called a handbook because the book itself is designed to accompany a person through the 10-session series. So there's lots of information in there, not only for the client, also for the practitioner, particularly about the conductivity of the connective tissue and the energetics of the line. And then anyone interested in furthering their health will find really helpful information embedded within this book.
Well, that's great, Jean Louise. We're going to take another break right here so that you can find out more about Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, our wonderful programming area here for the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion with Jean Louise Green and her new book, Structural Integration and Energy Medicine, a handbook of advanced body work. We'll be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Progressive Radio Network. The Thinking Person Station.
Get your daily dose of happy each morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on PRN. LOA Today is expanding to appear on PRN now 5 mornings per week, Monday through Friday. I'm Walt Thiessen, the host of LOA Today. The way you start your day sets the tone for the rest of the day, so start it happy. We explore the realm of positive psychology, the law of attraction, and the power of positive thinking, and we have a heck of a lot of fun in the process. You'll find yourself smiling each morning. That's LOA Today, weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here on PRN.
Hi, I'm David Crow, host of The Infectious Myth, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time here on PRN.FM. I love science the way it should be practiced, but a lot of modern science is corrupted by financial interests and serves a master other than the public good. Myths continue to be constructed around viruses, vaccines, forensics, and pharmaceutical drugs. People are dying and ending up in jail because of them. Listen to me as I deconstruct the myths that those who call themselves scientists weave, or when I wander into social and political topics. If you're new to the show, check out our past episodes at infectiousmyth.podbean.com.
Yeah, I'm not known as a gadget guy, but I love gadgets that really do the trick, like the new app. The Progressive Radio Network has an app, thanks to our friends at Audio Now. Hey, this is Mark Farrell, host of Insight on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we broadcast live out of New York City. But if you can't catch the show live, no frets. It's always archived. It's always on the app. Download it now, listen later, whenever you want. The Progressive Radio Network app is available from our friends at Audio Now. Check it out.
Thank you for listening to PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
And thank you for joining us again. Love you to check out our website at naturalnurse.com. Don't forget to go to Calendar, where you can find where you can join us for classes online and also on ground. For instance, we have one coming up, it's actually tonight, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And then we have a big herbal workshop all summer long on April 28th. I will be lecturing in Long Island about the opioid epidemic and natural remedies for that. So it's almost every day that we're presenting somewhere. And the best place to go is at naturalnurse.com calendar. Or you can join up by just going to naturalnurse.com. And you can get on the mailing list, and we send out information about what's coming up. So all those ways, they're all at naturalnurse.com. Calendar is the best place to go. And today we have as our guest, Laura Louise Green. Jean Louise Green. And we are so happy to have Jean Louise on board with us because she's written this beautiful book, Structural Integration and Energy Medicine. And Jean Louise has been explaining to us some of what's in this book, but I think you have to actually see it to know because the illustrations make it so easy. Like, even after we get off the phone today, I love the seven Tibetan practices, and it kind of incorporates yoga.
Yes, the five Tibetan rites. I do those almost every morning, Ellen, and then I follow that up with meditation to clear the energy field of my body before I begin my day, and I bring that light from the electromagnetic field consciously into my body. It's really wonderful.
And it's helpful because thinking about only sort of doing five positions, you know, rather than, and I do yoga, I do an hour of yoga classes usually every day, but sometimes you can't fit that kind of amount of time into your day,
right.
And so this is very non-challenging in terms of time, and they're really not very difficult for most people. Even people who are in a chair can do most of these with, you know, a little bit of change.
Adapting, yeah. They take me about maybe 15 to 20 minutes to do, and they really help my body organize structurally around that central vertical axis, and they also help move the life force energy through my body. Those five Tibetan rites have been referred to as a fountain of youth because of their ability to move those subatomic particles of electrons and protons through the body. So, yeah, they're great. They're great.
Oh, and easy to do. And you don't even have to read it. You just have them laid out beautifully illustrated. And then you have so many other tips. Like, another thing I want to bring up, because most people haven't heard of it, but I'm familiar with it, is the Beamer. That's
B-E-A-M-E-R.
Tell us, you know, your thoughts about the Beamer.
I love the Beamer. Beamer stands for Bioelectromagnetic Energy Regulation. I purchased a Beamer years ago after a friend of mine described the Beamer to me. She described the flow of energy currents through the body. And it was so interesting, Ellen, because when I did get on the Beamer, the flows of energy that I experienced with the Beamer, they feel very similar to the flows of energy that I experience in my body without using the Beamer. So I feel like the Beamer can actually kind of help teach our body almost how to run that energy through. It's not a substitute for what can be experienced naturally, and it enhances the body's ability, I think, to move that energy. And in the process of moving that energy, it stimulates the production of energy in the body by the mitochondria. It increases oxygen in the body. Those are great. Enhanced oxygen and energy, it's quite wonderful.
So that is something that people have to buy, or they have to find a practitioner who actually has this around. Right.
Yes, that's correct. In my book, I have a website that people can go to purchase them here in the United States. Yeah.
So, you know, so to purchase the whole machine. Or I know sometimes there are practitioners that actually can, you know, you can go to their office and kind of get a session so you can try it.
Yes, I have my clients lie on my Beamer after particularly challenging sessions, and it helps their body integrate. And in 1 8-minute session on the Beamer, it supports the autonomic nervous system, the parasympathetic rest and repair mode of the body. So they're ready to go out the door. It's a nice segue going back out into the world after a good session.
Yes, it is. And it's wonderfully refreshing. So there's so much going on. What do you think some of the best reasons for someone to get this book would be? How would it help them? Or would they need to find a practitioner? Because you're in California, so obviously you're not providing this all over the place.
Thank you. This book is on Amazon.com, innertraditions.com, BarnesandNoble.com, IndieBound.com, very easily accessible. And one of the things that I also wanted to share, Ellen, is that this profession of structural integration is great for people that want to assist others. It's really a wonderful profession to get into, especially for a young person that's looking for something to do in their lives that would make a difference. It's been an incredibly wonderful journey for me. It's enhanced my spiritual practice, my physical body. It allows me to interface with really wonderful people in my community and make a difference for them. I just can't say enough about it. And there are many schools of structural integration around the world, and there's a wonderful organization called IAZI that certifies these schools of structural integration. So you can find these structural integration schools on the IAZI website as well, and that can direct people into looking at schools of structural integration.
That's very, very good information. One of the things I'm very focused on is career counseling and letting people know how to become a professional in natural medicine. So thank you so much for sharing that. Well, we're just about at the end of our time. So just let people give them just, you know, sign off message and how to get in touch with you, Jean Louise. Not the email, just the websites.
Thank you. I'm going to leave our listeners with a quote from Dr. Oshman in my foreword. Green has integrated far more than structure. She has integrated her lifetime of experiences and adventures with human structure, mind, body, and spirit. This is an accurate, concise, and inspired perception of what Ida P. Rolfe set out to accomplish. So he was describing my book, Structural Integration and Energy Medicine, a handbook of advanced bodywork. And people can get a free excerpt from my book on my website, JeanLouiseGreenAuthor.com, and also sign up for blogs that I'm starting to do.
Well, thank you so much. And until next time, thank you so much for being our guest, Jean Louise. We loved having you.
Ellen.
And this show will be posted. I will send you a link in a couple days.
Oh, I so appreciate it. Thank you so much. You're a great host, Ellen. Thank you for allowing me to share about this great work of structural integration. I so appreciate it. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us once again right here on Progressive Radio Network. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.